This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
It's so big. Thanks, I've been Jelk Maxing.
Welcome to this year's first Koopaganza. They should explode.
Yeah, literally, and you were like, I was just gonna say that.
Stop for me. Please, no more retinol for me.
How much gloop are we glopping here?
Did you biff?
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
Nasty. And this is Talk Nasty to me.
Wait, what did I do? Did I bliff in here?
Did you biff?
I did not. Oh, bliff. Oh,
biff.
I haven't bliffed in a long time. Biff? I did biff in here.
What's a bliff?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Right before this, I'm thinking about spliff.
What's that?
I actually think that's
it's like biff.
I think that's a joint. And I was like, wait, I think bliff means joint.
If queef is fart for a queen,
mm-hmm.
and peef is fart for a princess, or for a prince, because like peef is like
prince, the dead prince.
Yeah.
Not like.
For penises, peef.
Yeah, I don't think Prince ever peefed. Prince was a 5'3 man who never peefed in his entire life. That man was in high heels and saying purple rain.
Why are you a prince? Why are you like protecting Prince?
Because I just know if someone piffed or not, and I feel
I can peefed. Tell. You can tell by their face.
Yeah, and okay. That man is dead and can't defend himself. And okay, I think if someone didn't peef themselves, then they shouldn't have to.
Well, if queef is fart for a queen,
mm-hmm.
and peef is fart for a prince.
Mm-hmm.
Then why don't we call, like, farts, like, beefs, butt farts, butt queefs, butt eefs.
Someone commented on this podcast the last time and said, this podcast is literally just an emergency intercom knockoff, except less poop jokes, and you're getting, like, really close to crossing that threshold.
I know, anytime somebody asks me, like, what this is about or whatever.
No one's asking you.
Yeah, well, okay, fine, that's true. No, but seriously, though, if people do, like... When I think about it, sometimes I'm like, do we, like, talk about too many gross things? And then I think about the title of this podcast being Talk Nasty to Me, and I'm like...
Well, that's true.
I guess, like, it works.
I also, like, just... I would rather do this here than in my podcast... Or in my regular videos, because my regular videos, most of them are now, like, scripted out or, like, written at least.
Right. This is your chance to just, like, talk.
Right. And if I had to... If I was writing out peef jokes into my peef and queef jokes into my like video essays and stuff, that's sick. Like that's sad. Like that's
yeah,
really upsetting.
This is not scripted, so it's allowed.
So yeah, exactly. It's safe. Mm-hmm. It's a safe space. This is also my space.
Like we I'm allowed to all do that. Peef and queef jokes.
Here. Yes. We should do a thumbnail before we start.
Okay.
Oh my.
That's me peefing.
Yeah.
Okay, title. He peefed!
Here, hold on. Let me arrange my hands nicely. Oh no, I thought you were gonna do the thing. You know what? I'll make something work. I'll get something together. Jake and I recently have been saying, if you would have done this like 20 years ago, they would have taken you out back and shot you. And I'm getting that kind of mixed up between. If you would have done this 20 years ago, they would have taken you out back and given you back shots. And I need to, like, watch what I'm saying.
No, on the phone the other day, you were like, oh, I'm sorry, did I say they would have taken you out back and shot you? Or did I say they would have taken you out back and blown your back out?
That's what it was. That's what it was. Damn, now I'm going to have another thing to confuse it with. Back shots or blow your back out.
Who was saying back shots? Is somebody named, like, Backshot something in a TikTok that we saw recently? Like, I'm Backshot Steve or something. Someone was like, they call me Backshot.
That's,
oh, it was Kai.
No, that's your cousin.
My cousin.
Your cousin is Backshot Steve.
And I blow your back out, Jake.
And I'm...
No, it was Kai. Said
and
was,
I'm blow your brains out 20 years ago. Nikki Nasty.
Damn! Oh my god.
The Holy Trinity.
That's fucked up.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That's fucked up.
No more fucking emergency intercom references.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. See, this is why I can't watch emergency intercom, because I will start talking about it not unknowingly.
New Patreon episode today that we do have to watch. No, Jake and I, we were watching it last Friday when it came out because we're obviously fucking fans of Emergency Intercom. Like, no fucking duh. And
I'm not as much of a fan as you are. I have watched a lot of episodes, but you are like a religious. I'm a super fan. You're an intercommer.
I am an intercommer. Like, I.
You're an intercommunist.
I'm. I am on they the. They should steal yeah. that. I am on, like, the subreddit and everything, like, reading hate comments about the both of them and getting, like, severely, like, riled up. Or, like, Adam will say something.
You're like, time to switch my burner. Fuck you guys. I love them.
And Adam said something the other day, and I go, oh, he goes, brouhaha. And I go, oh my God, Drew does that. He goes, who? And I'm like, oh, Drew.
Drew.
Like, and he knows who Drew is, but, like, I refer to him as a friend, like, as if I knew.
Yes.
I go, oh, Drew said that, but he says, drouhaha. I was like, this is bad. Like, this is getting... Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry.
I thought it was raining for a second.
It was just Cowboy accidentally.
In a bag.
In a bag.
Somewhere.
Accidental for us. On purpose for him. No, but, like, obviously, we're a fan, but we were watching the episode last week, and the whole time, like, Jake and I just stood there. Like, it was like our Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's like how we watched the Kardashians.
Right. I was, like, on the ground, like, on my hands and knees, like, staring up at the screen.
Yeah, you were in the iPad. You were like, what if I watched every episode like this? And I was like, you definitely do.
Right.
And you're asking as if you don't, so it's not, so it's less embarrassing, because you're wondering if you can start doing it in front of me now.
And we're watching it, and fuck, what did they make a joke about? But it was, like, so similar to ours, as if we're fucking shocked, as if we don't consume enough of that, so that's just kind of like what we reiterate and spew out.
I do remember, because we said almost exactly the same thing.
But there
thing.
Was something, and I was like, Jake, we need to stop watching this podcast, because our content is starting to, like, intermingle.
Yeah, literally.
Because, and that's, like, no surprise, because our brains are rotted from it.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna just spit out exactly what we heard last.
I spent too much time listening to that podcast, and reading the titles and laughing.
You have?
Like, yeah, I've, like, looked through the titles and then,
I haven't,
like,
read a single title, because all of them are like, Drew wants to kill himself.
Enya's toes.
Enya's big, juicy pussy. Like, something like that.
And you don't think that that's funny?
Yeah, it's funny. I just don't need to read it, because it's going to be the same thing single week.
It's so good.
I want,
they're funny. I love
want
them.
Kai and Enya to be together. I shouldn't ship people in real life, but I do want them to be fall in love. Like, I want...
Dua Lipa.
I want an enemies to lovers thing. Oh, yeah, Dua Peep.
Yeah, well, actually, the whole time, I was like, how is he with Dua Lipa? We were watching the last episode, and I was like, how is he with Dua Lipa?
Okay, we should clarify. He wasn't, like, with Dua Lipa. He was just...
He was, like, in the same room as Dua Lipa. Yeah. And I was like, how is he with Dua Lipa?
I am happy that podcast is still around, though, because, like, all my other podcasts that I listen to...
Fall through. It almost wasn't. Do you remember, like, a few months ago, maybe earlier, beginning of this year or something?
They almost stopped.
They almost stopped.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're going to take an indefinite pause. And then the next week. They just, like, went a little weak. Hey?
The sponsorship had to be posted. But
no. I do admire their tenacity for keeping it up, though.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Like, all my podcasts went on break for Christmas. Like, the only ones that I listen to, which aren't a lot anymore. I barely listen to any. I just listen to, like, a few sinister ones that, like, are definitely, like, really bad for my mental health and, like, spiritual self and, like, state of mind and, like... of my physical health and like
your narcolepsy,
like my really bad from like my endocrine system. And it is Emergency Intercom and H3. Mm-hmm. And so they H3 went on break for like a month. It got so bad, Jake, I am so terrified of you looking in my YouTube history. When you came over my house once, what did you come over for? To feed my cats?
I don't know. I'm here a lot.
Yeah, you came.
What, and you weren't here?
No, and I wasn't here.
It was probably when you were somewhere. Oh,
and you were Christmas. And you put on No More Wire Hangers from...
oh, yeah, and you could see it in my...
From your drag race show. Yeah. From your
from my drag race.
Yeah, from your drag race show. And I was thinking to myself, oh my God, I hope he doesn't look at my history. I hope he doesn't look at my history. Because all my fucking history is, and my entire YouTube For You page recommended, is all... traffic stop videos. And like, it's all like police body cam footage,
which
from
is
traffic
so odd
stops.
Which is so odd. That doesn't strike me as something that would be your special interest.
I need to clarify, because I didn't either. It's ACAB till I die, obviously. I'm not going to consume true crime content. Yeah. I can't. I physically can't. I already made a video against true crime.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to watch it now, I'm a hypocrite. I don't even want to watch it.
Right. So you're going to watch the truest form of crime.
Well, I don't want to watch anything that's devastating or that's going to contribute to my nightmares.
Yeah, but DUIs.
I need to watch people getting arrested for DUIs. And I need to watch them do the same tests over and over and over again. And I, there's something that is so... I'm on no one's team. Except, well, obviously, like, I'm anti-drunk driving. Obviously.
There.
Okay, I had to clarify that. Guys, I'm anti-drunk driving. Putting that...
Period.
Out there in the universe. Mm-hmm. But, I just had to clarify. Obviously, I also... Like, who the fuck likes cops? Well, some people love cops. But, I'm just saying...
some people.
It's gotten so sick in the head and so bad at this point that I'm watching... Like, all the sponsorships on those videos are gun sponsorships. And it's...
That's good, though. You want gun sponsorships. You like guns.
Don't put that out there. People are going to think they're like, this bitch likes guns. Cops, guns, traffic stops. She believes in, like...
I'm going to Photoshop your hat red the entire time.
No! No, it's just gotten really sick. And, like, I felt myself, like, reaching a depressive episode.
Really? From watching DUI arrests?
My period was also coming.
Oh.
And, like, I hadn't left my house in a little bit.
And you're like, justice for them.
No, I'm just curious to see what happens in it. Because they're like, this is the craziest DUI stop ever.
Is it ever really the craziest DUI stop? I don't know.
Some of them are fucking crazy. Like, some of them are nuts.
Did you see the guy jump over the judge? Or jump over the thing and tackle the judge? I can't watch
that kind of stuff. That makes me sad.
That makes you sad? Yeah. That video was so funny. That video was literally hilarious to me.
You know what I've been watching recently. And it's all sad shit. It's DUI stops. Natalia Speaks about Natalia Grace.
Natalia Speaks. We have to talk about Natalia Speaks.
We watched a documentary together about Natalia Speaks. Oh, and Gypsy Rose, like her new documentary.
That's what I need to watch next.
Yeah, we can watch that. That's interesting. And obviously, like, I wanted to see her side of the story and stuff. Mm-hmm. But Jake and I started watching Natalia Speaks. You can talk about it.
Oh, you want me to?
Believe it or not, great. I'm handing off the mic to you.
Oh. Wow, thank you. Popcorn, me. wow, thank you for the permission. I'll leave that in there so everybody knows that I'm not just, like, speaking over you or something.
Right, right.
Because, like, yeah, just everybody is thinking.
Before Jake speaks, just know that I do give him permission. Like, I do say...
We're passing a spoon underneath.
Yeah.
Like, here. So, like, yeah, she's like, here you go.
I squeeze his knee and I'm like, it's safe.
Don't squeeze my knee.
Don't be scared.
That's most compromised part of my body is my knee.
Your knee?
I have very...
I didn't touch it.
Ticklish knees.
I'm not touching your knees. I won't touch my knees. You say not to touch your knees. I won't touch your knees.
This whole bathroom's coming down.
There was a girl who... This is probably, like, a sad story. But, like, it's like...
I'm gonna laugh, so go.
Okay. When I had this friend who had another friend. But, like, I was always the best friend. It was a friendship triangle, but, like, I was always the best friend.
I know,
like,
who you're talking about.
Yeah. And I came out on top. And I don't care.
Are you talking about...
No, but close.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, I always came out on top, and I will stand by that, because this other person, the third person of the triangle, is not a nice, good person. Like, this person is not this is a bad person. Racist. Anyway, she...
The worst kind of bad person.
Whenever I would walk up the stairs, specifically at our point of contact friend's house, like our mutual friend's house, she would always do this fucking thing where she would take her hand like this and, like, karate chop it up my butt cheek. And she would, like, like, go...
And that's sad to you?
Yeah, because I'm, like, genuinely terrified of walking in front of people on the stairs. So I understand. If you say not to touch your knee, I'm not going to fucking touch your knee.
I'll never do
that.
And
I think about that sometimes. I'm like, oh my God, that, like, really actually, like, genuinely, because that, it's, I have not seen that girl since, like, probably the beginning of high school. And that still scars me to this day, that I won't walk in front of anyone. Like, well, I will, but I'm like, I'm clenching my butt cheeks really fucking hard if I'm walking in front of you on the stairs.
Well, you know what? You've set a boundary now, and I respect it. And I will not karate chop your butt cheek.
I know that you would want to get nowhere near my asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know that.
So that's why you're never, like, looking behind you when you walk up. When we walk up to your apartment.
I feel safe around you.
Good. Oh, that's sweet.
But
your butt cheeks feel safe around me.
But anyone else, just know.
I don't like that, like, thing that people talk about on TikTok where, like, boyfriends and girlfriends. And if anybody I was ever with did this to me, I would literally be, like, petrified. Where it's, like, it's that story, but it's a finger up their butthole instead.
That should not happen.
I don't like that.
Unless you want it, but that's, like...
That's violating.
Yeah,
that's violating.
And they're like, it's so funny. I'm like...
And I'm like, don't.
I have now, like, I have been in a constant clench of my butt cheeks for so long. You would think that my butt cheeks would be so strong because of that, and I would have the strongest glutes in the world. No, I have permanent indents on the side of them. There is a reason I don't have hips. Dimples. It's because I have permanent, deep-set dimples that can only be corrected through extensive surgery and liposuction in order to help. Because my butt cheeks are clenched. They are Loctite. They are locked the fuck down.
I've never had anybody try to do that to me. And if somebody did, I don't think I would be friends with them anymore or in a relationship
with
them
anymore. And there's a reason why none of us are friends with that girl anymore.
Yeah, because she did it to me one time and I was pet. No, actually, if that ever did happen to me, I wouldn't talk about it because it would feel so violating.
Oh, I know. I didn't start talking about it until recently.
You're very strong for putting it out into the world.
Thank you. Also, but like at 24, for something to happen to you, like the last time was probably like when I was 14, and to still have that physical reaction, that really fucked me up. Yeah. And she has no idea how severely, like, I would never even dream of karate chopping someone's asshole. Like, that is so
like,
evil.
It was, like, in between your butt cheeks?
It was, like, I would walk in front of her, and then she would take and go, ah! Like, she would make that noise, too.
People used to go up to everybody and, like the guy version of that to other guys
with
would
balls.
Be, like, no! That's not what I was going to say! Oh. It'd be like on your breast.
Oh,
to girls.
I just was confused, because you just kept going, oh, no, guys did that to girls, too. Yeah. Oh my fucking!
That's sexual assault.
That happened to me. Yeah,
that's not good.
Yeah, that's wrong. Let's talk about something lighter. Let's talk about the curious story of Natalia Grace.
Yeah, let's move from sexual assault to abuse.
Right.
Yeah. No. So, well, I didn't actually
have a child.
I didn't actually finish the documentary as we talked about because do I like this documentary? I can't say I like the actual making of the documentary. The story is very compelling,
yeah.
And I feel very, very sympathetic for Natalia. Essentially, Natalia is a little person who was, basically, she was adopted from, Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
In 2003. She wasn't adopted in 2003, though. She was adopted in, like, 2008.
She was born in 2003. And then adopted into this family 2009.
Yes. And then the family lived with her for 3 years, made up like a bunch of these stories about the girl. And then just so that they could absolve themselves of any responsibility to her, made up all these stories about how she had pubic hair at a really, really, like when they adopted her, she had pubic hair.
So she was six.
So yeah, when she was six, when they adopted her.
That she had her period.
All of this stuff that they're making up. And then got her age changed.
Yeah.
But
would make up lies that she was trying to kill them, yes, that she was trying to kill the family.
That she was like a threat to everyone.
That she was dangerous, that she was like hiding knives and like would hide in their bedroom and say that she wants to kill them and hurt them and like record videos of everything. And basically like the whole plot of The Orphan. Like that's what
she ended up saying in the second season.
That's what the adopted mother basically, she just took the plot of The Orphan and they had three children of their own, like that they had gave birth to themselves and they were like great parents to them as far as we know. And apparently the one kid, the oldest kid, is like a genius. He has autism and he's very, very good at math and physics, I think. And
like got like the opportunity to go study at colleges at a really young age in Canada.
And the mom took credit for that. She was saying that she is like
created this savant, essentially. Yes,
that she's like how amazing that she created this genius child, like from autism and couldn't speak at all and like was nonverbal to like suddenly was, you know, like now is like a genius and how she is the reason for that. And basically, I don't know if you got to this part, but Natalia basically talks about in the second season how after her parents, like, basically she thinks that her mom thinks that or the woman's name is Christine. Christine basically had done this to her and kind of abandoned her and created all these lies
because I did get to that part.
She did not live up to this hype that she was hoping. She was not a genius.
Because
she
Christine was hoping that it was true that she did like create this genius
that she could adopt a child with a disability and then
do it again.
Yeah. And then create and like she'd be this like super mom because she was an author of this book called like The Spark or whatever. Anyway, it was so terrible. They like got her an apartment. They sent her off to a psychiatric unit.
Mm-hmm.
And while in that time, without even her knowing, this is so cute.
At the age of, at like, nine at the time, because
at the age of nine,
because it was, like, the end of their responsibility to her. It might have been eight.
Nine or ten or something like that. They got her re-aged. So they went from...
And it wasn't even, like, like, one of the attorneys on the show talks about how, like, sometimes they do, like, foreign countries will, like, inflate the ages of children that adoptive, like adoptable children, just to make it, like, more
desirable to have a parents, younger child.
Right. And
a lot of people also do come into the country, like, for example, like, from where I'm from, in Allentown, like, a big portion of the community is Syrian. And so a lot of people who came from Syria and, like, immigrated here, it's like a running joke that everyone's birthday is in the Syrian community is, like, January 1st.
Yeah, you did explain that to me.
That they all have, like, the same birthday. So, like, that's, like, there's also sometimes issues with transferring paperwork. So they just, like, choose the year and then just say January 1st. But they got her re-aged, not like
2 or 3 years.
No.
Literally
13 years.
13 years, which is crazy.
So she went from being a 9-year-old to a 22-year-old. And the reason that I got her specifically 22, they came up with the age because they're like, well, she hasn't even grown an inch in 4 years. Mind you, this girl has dwarfism and a rare case of dwarfism at that, mm-hmm. on top of that. They're like, she hasn't grown in 4 years. You stop growing when you're like 18. So we're going to put her at 22. The real reason she was placed at 22 is because in Indiana, I think the year, like, your parents are responsible for you
until 21.
So they put her at the age of 22.
Yeah.
Some doctor signed off on it, who I guess was a family friend. And basically,
is that what the whole story with that was?
At the end, it was like a doctor that they knew personally.
Wow.
And this doctor wrote a note and everything for.
And, like, that was all that it took.
The girl,
there was
didn't
no
even,
hearing about
Natalia
it.
Natalia didn't even have to go to court. Like, crazy. She was not there because she was in the hospital.
One doctor said she's 22, or she's 22, yeah. And they just went with
switched
it.
Switched her out from the child's unit to, like, the adult's unit. Mm-hmm. And then they took her from the adult's unit. The real truth is that they said that she has nothing wrong with her. Like, she doesn't really even need help. She doesn't really need a medication or the therapy so that she can go home. And the parents said that she got kicked out because she was being promiscuous with the men.
Yeah.
And that she was, like, enticing
I do remember that
them
part.
And all this stuff. Anyway, so as soon as she, aw. I know, I'm saying, like, aw, and, like, we're talking about a tragic
Sorry,
thing.
There's
if you're
a cat
like, if you're, like,
here.
Listening to just the audio version, or not looking, but there's, like, Cowboy sitting here. He's being very cuddly and cute.
He is.
But, yeah, so she got sent. They took her to an apartment. They bought her, they rented out an apartment for her in Indiana. Like, they lived in Indiana, but in her very own apartment, which nothing was, like, accessible to her.
Mm-hmm.
For her, as being a little person, like, nothing was appropriate height. Everything was.
And all the neighbors were mean as fuck.
All the neighbors fucking hated her.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're like, she has no boundaries. She is rude. She has no, like, social cues because she's
9 years old. That was crazy to me.
And then they're like, she's, like, a sexual deviant. Like, she was, like, trying to touch kids and that, you know, she would come into our house and eat our food and, like, she was dirty. She smelled bad. It's like,
because she didn't know because
she was fucking 9 years
old. Take care of herself because she's 9.
She just got dropped off by her parents, and her parents would, like, barely stop by. And when they would stop by, they would just, like, berate her the whole time.
Yeah.
It was
about the littlest things.
It was
too.
So sad to watch and so awful to watch.
And
like,
she was getting coached by Christine to tell
everyone
that she was 22 and that she was a dangerous person too.
It was so sad. Like, her intro to everyone was like, I know I look young and I know that, you know, I am short, but I am 22 years old and I have tried to kill my family.
Yeah, literally,
like,
that's
so fucking heartbreaking. And like, I watched all of the things, like the whole 2 seasons within like one day, because it was so sad to me. And like, I remember hearing about this case. Like, I watched a lot of Dr. Phil growing up. Like, I watched a lot.
I remember hearing about this case too. And I think I did watch clips of the episode, and I feel like back then I was like, oh wow, like, I can't believe they were being scammed.
Yeah, I know.
Like, literally,
I know.
Like, that's how it was, like, an unbelievable story.
I think it was in, like, magazines and stuff.
Yeah.
I was unfortunately, like, the person when my mom used to clean the gynecologist's offices at night, and she would take me along with her. I would sit there and read all, like, the fucking tabloid magazines and, like, mm-hmm. all of that. And so, like, I was kept up to fucking date.
Come on, Tiger
everyone.
Beat.
Right. No, not even. I was reading fucking Women's World and People and Us.
Wow. Oh,
And, yeah, I just remember this case. Like, I remember it being a thing. And I remember as a kid being like, wow, that's so creepy. An old lady in, like, a little girl's body. Like, she's scamming everyone. What a con artist. And like, in reality, and
not second guessing it whatsoever, which we were young,
she got testing done, like she got genetic testing done, like with her her actual birth mother, and all these different, there's so much proof to go back that she was indeed, in fact, born around 2003, if not very closely around to that time.
Yes, and like her birth mother, like, literally said, like, this was when she was born. Also, Michael, oh my God, don't even get me started on the adoptive father, Michael.
The worst person in the entire world. Weirdest fucking man.
Like, the way he is so excited to tell this story with, like, and he's so animated. You can tell, like, the way that he interacts with this story. And the way that he
has a severe, he seems victim.
Very disingenuous at every point.
He also has like a severe victim complex.
Severe.
Like he thinks
narcissism, I think, is really what it is. Like in the most real sense of the word, because I feel like people say like that person's really narcissistic, like when people are self-absorbed. He is like textbook.
He's like absolved narcissism. From all of his sins because he blames everything on his ex-wife. Yep. And then like his defense. It, not that he is an adult who should have kept a child safe, but instead it is, my ex-wife is crazy and she manipulated all of us, rather than perhaps you're an adult who should actually
have had more responsibility.
I like genuinely don't think that he feels like genuine sorrow for like what he did, or like regret for what he did to her. And like, I can't even imagine being Natalia, because now she's like close in age with us. She's like, what,
she's 20 now, I think.
20, but,
yeah, she would be 20. Yeah,
she'll be 21 this year. Mm-hmm. She's 21 this year. She's close in age to us. Like, that's so fun. And she has a new adopted family who seem to be like great, and I'm very happy for her. She seems very happy, but like, damn. Like, I just don't think that this story is getting nearly enough coverage, because I know, like, the whole Gypsy Blanchard case is getting, like, they are similar in a sense. It's just different in the sense that, like, one girl got re-aged to a much higher age and was abused and neglected, and then the other girl was told that she was younger, severely younger, and basically told that she has a disability. I guess, like, in a way, their stories are like, kind of, like, opposites.
Yeah, they parallel each other in weird ways.
Right. But I think, like, I don't know. I just, not me being like, oh, I want them to talk to each other, but it is like kind of a little sad that like Gypsy's
has gotten so much traction. Right,
and I'm happy that it did. I'm happy that she's like bringing awareness. I'm happy like that she has to tell her story, and like, I'm sure she has like raised so much awareness, because like, I've seen other people who are like going through Munchausen by proxy, and like, they're like, her story is like very important to me, because like 1 out of 10 kids who suffer with Munchausen by proxy, like, they end up dying and stuff. So it's like really important that Gypsy's doing that. But, oh my God, like, now Natalia, who has a disability, actually, and, like, she cannot even get re-aged. Like,
it's like Dee Dee would have, like, loved to have Natalia as a child.
Oh my God. Like,
because all the things that Gypsy was supposed to be, essentially were what Natalia was.
Right.
Like, for real. And it's, and I'm not saying that, like, like, I don't think Dee Dee would have been a good mother to basically anyone.
Yeah.
But it is so sad to see, like, the complete other end of the spectrum. How child abuse can go from...
with a child who is actually genuinely in need of medical...
in need of medical,
like, she needed...
so sad.
Specific shoes, surgeries, all these things, and things that she got neglected and did not get in her life and was, like, forced to fend for herself. It was so fucking sad, but, like, also awful. Very empowering, because of the way that Natalia's choosing to go about things, empowering for her, I mean, but like the way that she is choosing, she is like going about it with like a lot of grace and like a lot of like,
I would agree,
she like said to her adopted father, like Michael, like she has said to him, like, I forgive you, like she said that to him, like he gave the shittiest apology ever and she still was like, I forgive you, and like,
sad.
She's just going through it all with such like grace and like a way that I could not even begin to imagine. And it's just like really interesting how like, I don't know, these two stories right now, but like Natalia's is really not getting a lot of attention. And they were kind of happening around a similar time, the whole Gypsy and Natalia thing. True. Because Natalia was in the news a lot earlier in like the 2010s and stuff, because she was like 16 and going on like news things, and like Dr. Phil was are you faking it?
I know, and I think everybody has established that Dr. Phil does not do anything on that show.
Does he still do? No, he quit, right?
Well, like, but back then, like, he wasn't actually helping anyone whatsoever. It was all, like, for the sound bites and stuff. Like, that's what they did Dr. Phil for. One thing I do want to say about the documentary, I wish that it wasn't... I understand to, like, gain... that not everybody has, like, the same thoughts that I do. the sensationalism of it loses credibility. Not like credibility, like the story. Like, I believe 100% what, like, Natalia is a victim in these people's terrible, terrible, terrible actions.
Yeah.
The people who are creating it lose credibility in my mind because everything is, like, so blown up. Like, they have, like, I think the need for, like, the reenactments that they do to be happening are so unnecessary. They're just unnecessary. And I just feel like they have sensationalized it so much that they've almost, like, polarized people from the story. And I'm not the type of person who gets polarized from that, mm-hmm. but I will say, like, there are people on, like, Reddit. Nicole and I are on Reddit sometimes, believe it or not.
I feel like every single time I come on here, I feel like I'm exposing myself for, the true awful person that I am. I'm like, I'm on Reddit.
I'm on Reddit.
And I used to watch Dr. Phil.
Literally.
And I read Women's World.
I read Women's Health Magazine.
What did I do? And I listened to Emergency Intercom. Sue me.
MH3.
Sue me.
Sue me. I don't know. Like, I wish that they had taken a more serious approach to it, because it's almost like they take it. I don't know. Sometimes it's like they're making fun of it a little bit. Like, like who they cast as Natalia as a young child. It's like clearly an adult playing that role. I get that it's probably really hard to find somebody who like matches Natalia as a young person, but they don't need to have those whatsoever. And then they're also like, for half of the first season, they let Michael kind of like give his story. And it's like very effective because for the first part, you're like, oh my gosh, like all this happened to this man. And then like they twist it around and every single thing that he's said, did it drip on you?
It was God crying onto me.
Oh. Every single thing that Michael said is like later proven completely wrong. And they actually like take footage from, he was literally interviewed like 4 times for this. Also his interaction with his, here, grab that. His interaction with his, Michael's interactions, he's like Michael Scott with, it's like The Office with his lawyers.
I hate them.
You know, he's like, these guys are my best friends.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. Literally. And like
Michael Scott would do that.
He's like, I love you.
And the lawyers are like, but also all the lawyers.
They don't go to hell.
Terrible fucking people. Everybody who was on the defense, terrible fucking people. Just awful. Like,
we're going to leave this in. Jake and I, I was talking to you while I was driving, but like we were on the phone with each other and we both had the same thought at the exact same time. We weren't even in the same place at the same time. And like Jake was like, they should explode.
Yeah,
like,
literally. And you were like, I was just going to say that.
I was like,
they need to explode.
There's nothing else I can possibly think of that could be a better punishment for them other than they should just explode.
They're evil and fucking sinister.
The way that they
interacted with the fucking,
they were trying to make Natalia seem like she was like this vengeful, evil adult woman.
They wouldn't let anybody bring up age in the in like any of the trials or whatever. Yeah. They were awful fucking people. And not only did they not let anybody bring up age, they were so aggressive toward the people who almost did. Yeah. And at one point, one of the neighbors, the ones who actually care about Natalia when she moved to Lafayette, was like, you're not gonna fucking ma'am me.
Oh,
my name is, I forget what her name was, but it was like something like Kayla. And she was like, or Miss blah, blah, blah. Like, you're not gonna ma'am me. And then her husband's like, over the,
I'll fuck you up.
Yeah, he's like, I'll fuck you up. And she's like, shut up. But it was like, the whole scenario sucks.
It sucks.
And I feel so strongly for Natalia. And I hope that,
because there was a whole court case that Natalia basically got after the first apartment, she got rehomed to Lafayette, Indiana, and her adopted mom, Christine, I don't know if you got to this point, Jake, but her adopted mom, Christine's mentality for that was, and what she said to Michael was, let's send her to Lafayette because that is a white trash town and that's what she is, white trash, and that no one will notice that, like, anything is going on, and so they will like let her skate by, like they will not care if like, oh, is this a child living in an apartment all alone? She was living in like a 2-floor walk-up apartment where like no electricity sometimes,
and she struggles to get upstairs.
Gunshots literally in the interview, like it was a dangerous neighborhood, a dangerous area, like it was all so terrible. And then she would just go over to people's houses or to various things, and then she didn't end up getting basically discovered or like saved until she went to like an adult learning center, and then she kind of talked about her situation and then a family came in that actually wanted to help her. But it's just like, it's funny that like the one place that she's like, this is a white trash area, and then that's the area that actually helps her.
Other place at the center wasn't like didn't look like a wealthy neighborhood whatsoever, but it definitely was full of people who had a sense of entitlement in that area.
Yeah.
And so they didn't want, they were not, they were like inconvenienced by Natalia.
Yeah. She's annoying.
She's annoying.
But no one cares.
She's needy.
Yeah.
Of course she is.
She's taking our food.
Yeah.
She won't stop talking to us. She won't stop calling us. Oh, yeah. That's kind of like behaviors all of that of a child.
And
like,
nobody bothered to look into anything anymore. And even the old woman was like saying that Natalia's like a terrible person or whatever. But she was helping her bring in groceries like one of the first days that Natalia had moved into that
It's to make herself feel like a better person that she was like there. And then when it got brought up to the old woman, they're like, it's actually, there's proof that Natalia is actually like, she was a child when she lived here. She's like, nope, she's faking it. Like, she's
You know why? Because that makes her look like a terrible person.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. After saying all those terrible things about her, I did the same shit when I was a kid. Like, not to that extent, like, because I was not unsupervised.
Right.
But, like, I would go over to my neighbor's house. Like, I would ask my mom, can I go to the neighbor's house? And I would go to the neighbor's house, maybe probably a little too often. Like, I would, like, just, like, knock on the door and be like, I'm here.
Yeah, I did that when I was younger too.
Yeah, like that's what I don't think kids do that
anymore. Because it's like
I knew
everybody's on their phones.
I knew my neighbors and like my neighbors.
Damn, kids are always on their phones. They're not going over their neighbors' houses anymore.
Right.
The fuck.
I knew my neighbors and they were kids, and so like I would go hang out and like they're like, okay, well, we're eating dinner. I'm like, yum, what's for dinner? like, and I would eat too. And like, I mean, I just did shit like that. And it wasn't the end of the world. But like, I mean, that's what kids do.
I sit on the doors and be like, can Michael hang out?
Yeah, literally. I would repeatedly call sometimes my friends if they wouldn't answer the house phone. I'd be
I was
can
you
log
on
to Webkinz?
Literally.
Let's go on Webkinz at 7 o'clock. And then we would.
Literally. I'd be like, can we meet at the park? I'll bring a basketball. Yeah, it was crazy. I don't know. That poor girl, though. I wish the best for her. I hope she writes a book one day.
I know.
To tell, like, her full side of the story and everything, you know? Like, I want to know without the bias of Michael and all those people and the producers and stuff. Yeah. I want her to have written something.
It's time for me to stop consuming content that's going to make me sad.
Did it make you sad? It made me enraged.
Yeah, I literally sat there in front of my computer. I've never done this. I felt this was the first time that I actually felt like I was like, I'm becoming my mother. I literally sat there in front of my computer screen and I like propped myself up on one elbow and I went, I'm like shaking my like at the laptop. I'm completely
You're like, I was so angry. I shook my head.
I completely was alone and I was like, and so occasionally
I pursed my lips and shook my head.
Occasionally I would go, oh, like,
wow. Oh my God.
I know.
Are you okay after that? Did you get a headache?
Me. I think I need to start consuming different kinds of content because it's something bad is going to happen to me. Like, I have to cut out, like, you know, true crime content or, like, when we used to watch, what's it called?
JCS.
Yeah.
I love JCS.
Yeah, but that shit, you know what that does to your brain? Evil stuff.
No, but I like JCS's take on true crime because it's not, like, a bunch of random people getting interviewed or whatever. It's just the interrogation analysis.
And then
obviously, yeah, they, like, tell you what happened, but...
And then everyone's like, oh, why haven't I seen Nicole in a few weeks? And it's like, Nicole...
Her arms were cut off. Her legs were cut off.
Nicole watched JCS Psychology and now she can't get out of bed.
Yeah.
So there's like no happy meet. Like, what am I supposed to consume?
You can watch like video game playthroughs like I do.
No.
Oh.
Oh, Sims 3.
Yeah. Oh my God, Sims 3. You should consume Sims 3.
I should. I got a new TV console today, so I can watch even more television at, like, a more appropriate angle.
You can watch GTA 5 roleplay. Or is it GTA 6? I don't know.
No, that's going to make me sad because people die in there.
No.
People get run over.
People do anything in there.
Exactly. That's going to make me sad. No. I should start playing GTA, but I should be a nice person and, like, drive on, like, the correct side of the road.
Speed limit. Yeah. Don't steal cars or anything. Yeah, that's a great idea.
I'm sure that there's
content like that. Is there, like, an objective to that game? I don't know.
Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, is that what it stands for?
GTA, yes.
Wow. Okay, are you a gamer?
I used to play Grand Theft Auto. I used to play Black Ops.
You said that like the most, like, for the guys, girl.
I love Black Ops.
I used to play, oh my God, it was like, is it Vanessa Hudgens?
Yeah.
It's like Vanessa Hudgens says. Sorry. It's like Vanessa, she's like, I used to play Grand Theft Auto.
I need to clarify, that's Debbie Ryan that you're
thinking
of.
That's it, Debbie Ryan did.
Because I looked up to Debbie Ryan like she was my messiah when I was a kid. I need to clarify that that wasn't my genuine laugh. That was me making fun of Vanessa Hudgens laughing on Dracula. Oh, you were making fun of
Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah. Bad things are gonna happen. Like, it's sad, but, like, inevitable?
She was weird for that. I was explaining to you that I think Vanessa Hudgens is a weird person in general, and that, well, whatever. Anyway.
Are you done, like, in your, like, hating women era? Because that's what it seemed like. Like, you just, like, went on this whole tangent and for, like, 5 minutes. You were like, oh, you seem like one of those girls that's, like, for the guys. And then you were like, oh, like, you're like a pick me. And then you're like, oh, Vanessa Hudgens fucking weird. Like, when is it time for you to start liking and appreciating women? When will that time come?
It's tough. I'll see if I can fit it into my schedule.
But, okay, yeah, please do.
Do you know what jelking is?
Jelking?
Jelk-maxing gooning.
Oh, I've been jelk-maxing gooning. You said that I look really good recently, and I told you.
I don't want to say that.
Jelk-maxing.
Do you know what jelk-maxing is?
Jelk-maxing?
I learned about it recently.
Jelk. Hold on. Jelk. Let's break it down.
Try to spell it, first of all. Go ahead.
J-E-L-K.
No.
Jelk.
Try again.
G-E-L-K.
Nope, try again.
G-L-C-K.
Try again. You're getting farther away from it.
Oh.
Like, way far. You were closest with your first guess.
J-E-L-C-K.
Nope.
J-E... it doesn't fucking matter. Like, what is this gonna do?
J-E-L-Q.
Oh, okay.
Jelk.
Jelk. Okay, I'm...
Guess
okay.
What it is. Define it. Okay. Define jelk.
Like, can I use it in a sentence? Like,
can you use it in a sentence, yeah, or can I?
I said, like, I'm like... No, I'm gonna use it in a sentence.
Okay, go ahead.
Like, if I'm jelking everywhere, like, today, like... And I just can't stop jelking. Like, my jelking is, like, getting out of control. Like, my jelking got so bad that my mom had to, like, call a doctor because she was, like, the jelking is getting too much. Like, it's starting to stain all the clothes.
No.
And like, he can't go to school anymore. I'm assuming it's a man thing.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it's being, like, really disruptive to our everyday life. Like, he can't stop jelking at the dinner table.
Yeah.
And then maxing is, like, you're trying to, like, make it the best possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
that's right.
So, jelk maxing is, like, trying to jelk as hard as you possibly can.
It is trying to jelk as hard as you can, but
okay,
jelking...
No, don't tell me yet. Okay, can I, like, hold on. Can I jelk max?
No.
Okay, so it has to do with the peepus. Mm-hmm. I knew it. Okay.
Can I use it as headers for you?
Yeah.
Okay, here. Oh my god, it's so big. Thanks, I've been jelk maxing.
So you're stretching it out?
Yes!
Are you serious?
Yes! Isn't that crazy? There are people who do that.
How?
They pull on it. Like, not... You think I'm lying. I heard about jelk maxing from TikTok. You think I'm lying.
No, people
I swear
are
to
actually
God.
Doing it?
I don't know if people are actually doing it or if it's, like, a gooning thing where, like, they're lying.
What is gooning?
Gooning is edging.
Wait, so you're jelk... Oh. You'd goon while you jelk max?
You jelk max and goon.
Wait, is gooning good?
I feel like that's a very... philosophical question of you.
Is gooning good for you?
I think Socrates actually wrote about it.
So why do we call, like, people who are like a little bad, like, they're like, oh, those goons over there?
I don't know. I feel like gooning recently has been on the up and up, like tattoos and piercings. It's okay to goon now.
Yeah, but no one knows if you're gooning. If you have tattoos and piercing, people can visibly see that you are, but, like, can anyone see that you're visibly gooning? Well, sometimes. I'm sure.
I don't know if people can see if you're jelking.
Oh, if you're jelking the proper way, then I should be able to see through your pants. Wait. Okay, so...
Yeah, they pull on it. You think I'm lying, and that's, like, I don't know if people are actually doing that, but from TikTok, somebody was, like... Well, somebody said, like, it was, like, that filter where it makes your face, like, really, really chiseled, mm-hmm. and you look, like, crazy, and it's, like... And they're, like, me, jelk, max, gooning, or whatever. And then the blue search thing was, like, what is jelking? Mm-hmm. And I was, like, okay, yep, I'm gonna figure that out, because I'm confused.
I'm gonna vagina max today.
You are?
Yeah.
How are you gonna do that?
My goal is, I think here's the things that would make, because you know how there's, like, criteria for, like, looks maxing, like, it's, like, the whitest teeth possible, jawline, clear skin, smell good, great hair, like, all these different things. So, okay, here's the criteria for the perfect vagina.
I just wanna go on record and say that I personally believe that all vaginas are perfect.
Really? Do you? Do you know? Is this the same man that, like, episode 2 was like, I hate vaginas?
I didn't say I hate vaginas. I said I'm scared of them.
People are like, he's anti-vagina.
Somebody did say that. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what?
He is. And what about it?
He is.
No, I'm not anti-vagina. I just don't want like that around my kids, and like, don't do that around
me. I saw the
things
that you did in high school. I saw the rallies that you went to. I saw the anti-vagina rallies that you went to. Yeah.
Oh wow.
I saw.
No, I'm a big proponent of wearing those pink hats that look like chowder hats.
Don't lie. Don't lie.
Do you know those pink hats?
Yeah, I fucking know those pink hats.
I've been to a Planned Parenthood. Have you?
Yes, actually. I went to a Planned Parenthood with a friend of mine in high school. Damn, I was really young that I went to it. Not, okay.
What did you didn't do? Did you do something there?
No, my friend was like... So here's the full story, because it's actually really funny. I really wanted to see the mayor's house.
The mayor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this might be weird if it gets back to the girl, but I went to school with the mayor's daughter. And her house was like really, really beautiful and like really colorful and stuff. And all my friends lived in like Center City because that's just like where the middle schools were. But I didn't live in Center City. And so I like could not walk home after school. Like all my friends could walk home and like they knew the area really well, but I didn't because it was like very new to me and further out for me. And so that was in my side of town. So everyone's like, oh, the mayor's house is so nice. The mayor's house is so nice. It's like really colorful and like blah, 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 blah. Me at the time, like me who fucking loves celebrities because I watched a lot of people.
The mayor is a celebrity.
I would go home
and watch. The mayor's daughter.
I would watch ED News and read People and Us Weekly and all that bullshit. I was obsessed as like a 13-year-old with the idea of like, oh my god, a celebrity. And like and so in my head, like the mayor was a fucking celebrity to me. And I didn't know the mayor's daughter yet. We didn't have any classes together yet, but everyone
You were like, by God, I'm going to know her.
Well, my friend said to me, she goes, I like live right next to the mayor's house. And I was like, I wanna go to the mayor's house. And so she's like, okay. So we're going to the mayor's house after school. And I like canceled. Like I didn't go to field hockey practice on purpose. It was like indoor field hockey practice.
Wait,
it was
how in old the winter. Were you?
13.
Oh.
13. And I went.
13?
I had indoor field hockey practice, but I skipped it that day. I would skip to like, I was like a bad girl. Like sometimes I would like skip to do bad things, like go to the mayor's house. My field hockey coach was the most terrifying woman of all time. Like she had like.
See, I just don't find women terrifying.
No. This was the most terrifying woman of all time. Like this woman had physically assaulted all of us. Like this woman had gripped me up by like my jersey and like had called me a stupid fucking worm and like thrown me. Like she's a scary, scary
no
woman.
No wonder all your teammates were lesbians.
Why?
I'm sorry. Or no wonder all your teammates were gay. No wonder all your teammates were part of the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, we were.
Because because that's like hot.
not from her.
Oh.
She was scary. But I skipped my indoor field hockey practice and I would sometimes like do bad things, like go to the mayor's house, or sometimes I would go to a boy's house with his mom present there. Like
oh, good. You were almost a bad example on the internet.
And so I was like, yeah, let's go to the mayor's house. And I was like really excited. And
the mayor,
it was like
was the mayor
dead
of the
winter.
Boy?
The mayor was a boy.
So you went to a boy's house without...
No. Because there was a... What's it called when you get rerouted somewhere? What's it called when you have to go somewhere?
Detour.
A detour. There was a fucking detour to Planned Parenthood instead of the mayor's house. Point is, that was like really sad for me. Because I never got to fucking see the mayor's house.
You didn't?
No, so to
justice.
This...
Justice.
No,
justice must be served.
So I got really scared because I remember my mom called me. She goes...
She's like, where are you?
She's like, Nicole, coming to pick you up. And I'm like... And I'm like, I'm at the mayor's house. She's like, okay, coming to the mayor's house around the corner. And I'm like, bog. And like, I had to like give her the exact like street address because like whatever. And we're like sprinting out of Planned Parenthood to like get there so that my mom wouldn't know that I was at a Planned Parenthood when I was like 13 years old.
Do you think your mom honestly would have cared that much?
Yes. Because she would have been like, what the fuck
would
are
she
you?
Have believed you?
If
you were like, I was just going because they
if
were.
If my mom saw me that I skipped field hockey practice to go with two alternative looking pretty girls to the Planned Parenthood while I said I'm at the mayor's house, it does look sketch. Like she was.
No, I mean like, no. I mean like, do you think your mom would have cared if you were just like, oh, like Rachel had to stop for her birth control at the Planned Parenthood?
Maybe because, like, she was
probably... Sorry, I just assume that you have, like, a Lorelai and Rory Gilmore relationship with your mom.
No, I think at the age of 13, she would have been paranoid. She's like, well, if your cool alternative friends are having sex, you must be. But that was, like, very untrue because I was, like, the wannabe alt-looking girl. Like, I wasn't, like, the actual
one. You were wannabe alt-looking?
Yeah, I was, like, the...
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, wannabe...
When did that stop?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
no, no, no. I mean, because when I met you in college, I wouldn't... That's not how I would have described you.
That was my, like...
That's what I'm asking. Like,
that was, like, my sorority girl phase.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Yeah. When did the alt stop?
Probably when I dyed my hair blonde. Senior year of high school. Oh, wow. When I got my first balayage.
The summer you realized... The summer you became pretty or something like that?
Oh, so you think I was ugly before,
yeah? No, I'm just saying, like that's... Wasn't that her journey on that show?
I don't know. I don't watch, like, shows like that. Like, I watch...
You don't watch shows about high schoolers?
I watch... No, because I watch shows about real issues and real things, like about like child mouth. Abuse and Big Mouth.
Real issues and real things, like Homer Monsters and Mons Pushing.
Literally, I told Jake, I was like, yeah, I finished Big Mouth. Really sad. He was like, why?
I was like, oh, was the ending sad? You were like, it was just so good.
And it's over. I have nothing else to watch. Now we gotta rewatch it. You've never seen it.
I'm not gonna watch it. I like the one thing.
I'm so sick and tired of having, like, men in my life who don't want to do things that I want to do. Like, I need more. Like, Adam does things that I want to do and stuff, but, like, what about the other men in my life?
I do everything Adam doesn't want to do.
What doesn't he want to do?
Move furniture.
He does want to do that. He would do that.
Past 8 p.m.
I have never asked you to move furniture past 8 p.m. No,
that's not true.
I've only asked you to drill holes into the wall to hang up a TV at 1 a.m. once.
And go back and forth from Philly to New Jersey.
That was your idea.
But what I am saying is that I do. I've been a good gay.
I need a new gay. New gay!
I said weighing yourself is so toxic and should only be done before and after a poop to see how heavy it was. Parentheses, I had a 3.7 pound poop the other day. This is why they teach math in schools.
Jake and I are on the phone now. The only time that we call each other is like, hey, I'm in Whole Foods. I'm like, you should get fiber. You should get psyllium husk. And did it work? You're not taking it good enough.
Oh, wow. It's really me.
Do you remember that time a few years ago? What? Like 2 summers ago. Maybe last summer.
What happened? I mean, you're going to have to get most... Yeah, do I remember that time 2 summers ago?
Or last summer? Poop? No. Do you remember when you went on a date and I cried?
Oh my God. You wrote that down in your notes? You're such a mess.
I was like, that's funny.
I was worried about you. Why? Because you were like... I was like, oh my God, like... Like, I'm gonna, like, I don't know. I was just, I was like, I've upset her.
Jake went on a date a few years ago, or maybe last year. I don't really remember when.
It was like 2 years ago.
And you went on a date, and when I am before my period, not to say that I only care about you before my period, but there's something sinister and evil that happens beforehand where everything becomes irrational. Like, I had a TikTok pop off where I was, like, crying on the toilet, like, on Christmas Day. And thank God I was, because, you know. And
you filmed? Oh, oh.
Mm-hmm,
oh,
good mm-hmm. for you. Thank you. And so, like.
Yeah, what content?
Right. I'm grateful for it in a sense. But one of those times where, like, you're unexplainably crying and, like, sobbing and, like, don't know why and you're really emotional. Jake went on a date. I was really worried about him. And you were saying some questionable things, but it wasn't even that questionable. It wasn't even that bad.
This was, like, before I stopped, like, drinking.
You say that as if you had a problem.
No, I didn't. No, but, like what I'm saying is, like, I was, like, not sober at the time. So I was, like...
Yes.
So I was, like, not in, like...
And you said something that...
100% my, like, right state of mind.
You said something that now would make me laugh so hard, but at the time, I was so distraught and so sad, and I literally was, like... Maybe I don't know Jake as good as I thought I knew him. Maybe he doesn't really want to be my friend. And I just sobbed because I was so worried for you. And I remember taking a picture to remember how stupid I felt.
Yeah, and you sent it to Adam. And then, like, 3 weeks later, we were walking in the park. And you were like, this was from the other night when I cried.
And I love that photo so much because I look at that sometimes. I was, like, and I'm worried. Like, no, because I have to take those photos at least once a month. And then, I know the context to each cry.
During your pre-period.
Yeah. To know the context of why I was sobbing so profusely like that. Like, if you would have told me that the reason that I was crying like that so severely on Christmas Eve was because of a wine bottle opener, like, that's fucking insane. But is that the funniest thing in the world? Yes. That's so funny.
He watches this.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Don't they? They said that they have.
Let's see. If you are the person who gifted me...
This is a test?
Let's see.
I'm sorry. Did the other person ever say anything to him?
If you are the person who gave me a wine bottle opener on Christmas, even though you know that I don't drink wine, and you're seeing this part of the podcast...
Shoot me a text.
But we'll, if not, then I'm free reign to talk about whatever I want to.
Good.
It's funny now. It's fucking funny now.
I know, but it's hilarious. He still doesn't know.
He doesn't know. And I didn't say anything bad.
Yeah, but you're saying it on the podcast.
I didn't say anything bad yet.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I just said it was
funny. You said you cried on the toilet because of it.
I did.
Oh, because you were happy.
I was so happy about getting a wine bottle opener. So happy.
Okay, well, I mean, we'll... Oh.
Oh my god!
My eye peeled off! Ah! I'm just kidding.
One time, Jake, I'm gonna expose you. One time, Jake and I, Jake's contact fell out onto the sidewalk of the Philadelphia streets.
Oh yeah.
In front of an ice cream shop. And Jake picks it up, holds it the whole time. We walk to CVS, you get solution. You don't even clean your hands or the contact lens and you put it back in. And at that moment, I was like, sick.
Do you want to know why?
No.
Because I'm out of contacts. Contacts are fucking expensive. Yeah, I've been wearing this pair of contacts for 3 months.
Do you know what happened on the sideway? On the sidewalk? You know what I walked past the other day sidewalk? No, human shit. I walk past human shit all the time.
And look at
me. And then you're going to have pink eye and be like, why?
Look, and I actually didn't get pink eye from that experience, but I've gotten styes before, but none were any correlation to that time.
You could have had sand in the little lens.
That's why I got
solution. Oh, so that healed everything. Okay, well, I'm just trying to warn you because I literally saw human shit on the street like for like 2 weeks in a row in the same spot over and over
again. You saw it or you did it? Fresh. How fresh? Seconds ago?
I told you to stop talking about it on air.
You brought it up.
Okay, but I thought we were going to go along with the bit that like, oh, I watched someone else do it and that like it was on someone else's shit pooping. And like that I didn't do it on the street.
Do you know how much it weighed?
3.7 pounds.
No, definitely didn't. We should have a competition. Oh my god, we should. Weigh, okay.
Our next poop. I don't have a scale at home, so I have
you're
to.
You're so pure and like wholesome and like.
Mentally
and, like,
healthy.
Healthy, yeah. I'll buy you a scale.
No. Like, so you can get sick, like me.
Yeah.
I'll do it before I go to the gym. Oh, but then I won't know how much I weigh before.
The what? The gym?
Before the poop.
Yeah, you have to know. Do it at the gym.
Poop no.
At the
gym. No. No. Okay, here. Because some people do shit in the gym bathrooms and there's showers in there and you know the smell of shit mixed in with nice shower body wash. It's sinister.
Okay, you know what? I'll have a competition with viewers. If you
poop at your house.
You can poop at my house. Yeah, no, but it's not like I'm gonna do a week of measuring. Okay, starting today. Monday, January 15th, okay, I will weigh my first poop of the day. I'll weigh myself before and after my first poop of the day, take the difference, mm-hmm. and that will be my poop amount. And then after, is it dripping on you? Yeah. And then after 5 days, so till Friday.
You'll find the average.
I will take my average, and if you have beaten my average... I don't know, like, congratulations or something.
I will beat a scale just to do this for with you. I will get a scale.
For 5 days. Hmm? Deal, if you can beat...
I'll return that shit we'll to see. Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh my god, yeah. Oh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Okay,
ooh.
Wait, new thumbnail idea? We're like...
Our new competition.
Yeah, perfect. And then beautiful. We'll take that, we'll add, like the
boxing
like,
gloves
and then like the like little like crack seam that they did on like epic rap battles of history.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay, I'm excited for this.
Okay, so viewers can go along.
Well,
comment what you don't want to do it with viewers.
Oh, like their amounts. Yeah
no, I don't want all your amounts. Don't send me that. I want no actually send me all your amounts. Okay,
actually I want to see everyone's biggest amount. Like, I want to
see... Yeah. Oh, my God. Perfect. Oh, I'll make a Google form. I'm going to make a Google form. Okay? And you fill it out. at the end of the on that Friday.
I want your mean median and mode of and your poop.
I will if you beat my average poop, I will I'll shout you out on the next podcast okay. episode. I'll shout out all the stats, like the mean, mm-hmm. the median, the mode, the range, and you know, obviously the biggest poop.
That's the mode.
Whoever takes the biggest poop. It's not about, like, I want average, but, like, if you took the biggest poop, sure, I'll give you a shout out too.
I'm actually feeling pretty competitive, and I don't normally feel competitive.
I know. This has ignited a fire.
I'm going to buy
this. This is our yearly tradition now. January 15th of every year, this is what we're doing.
Fuck. I'm going to put into my neighborhood's, like, Facebook group and be like, can I borrow a scale from anyone for a week? And you know someone will.
Someone will.
Or I could ask my hot neighbors if I can go in and weigh myself. And then I'm like, okay, I'll be back in 2 minutes. Because it won't take me long. I'll be right back.
Get your data notarized by someone you trust.
Unless scales are triggering to you.
Oh, yeah. Don't do this.
Then don't do
That's
that.
That's what I said. I said it's really toxic. Like, scales are toxic and you shouldn't be weighing yourself. It's
Unless
bad.
Unless it's before and after you
Unless
poop.
It's before and after you poop.
So that you feel proud of yourself.
Yeah.
And so you can go, yay!
So, yeah, let us know. If you want to partake, you don't have to.
No, actually, legally everyone here has to partake.
Yeah, if you're legally everyone here, I'll make a Google form. We'll put it in the I'll put it in the thing of this. But I guess maybe we should start it Tuesday because this episode is probably going to come out past everybody's first poop of the day.
You said this episode should come out Tuesday?
No. I said maybe we should start the competition on Tuesday and end it on Saturday.
Yeah, okay, from Tuesday to Saturday.
So, like, hopefully you watch this episode in a timely manner.
Right. I'm looking through my notes, and in here I have a chicken alordi.
Oh, because it sounds like a dish?
Ah, can I get the chicken alordi?
Why did we say chicken alordi?
I don't know. A plate of chicken alordi sounds real good right now.
You know, hit the spot.
Some chicken alordi. I really love a big, nice, fat, juicy chicken alordi right now.
Breast or thighs?
Always thighs. Chicken alordi thighs. Always thighs.
Always thighs. Always thighs.
Let's see what else I have.
Well, I want to start carrying around one of those rich tubes that people have around their neck that are supposed to be like
people's urns
stopping vaping. That it's like basically a straw.
You're not talking about people who carry their people like their family's ashes on their.
I'll
necklace?
Take one of those too. I'm looking for more jewelry.
There's
so.
A necklace like that, like yep. like where you blow through it,
or you blow into it.
That's a rape whistle.
No, it's supposed to be for vaping. Huh. Like you're not actually vaping. It's so that you can beat the
are
habit.
Are they cute?
Yeah, kind of, honestly. Oh. I'll buy one.
Well, sometimes there's amber necklaces that people have been giving to their babies. I've seen it on, like, TikTok pages, and it's like, warning, amber necklaces can kill your babies.
Why?
And, like, I've been, like, really scared of that ever since. Like, and
that
I don't
you're
going
to kill your baby?
And I don't even have a fucking baby, but, like, warn your sister.
Wait,
no,
why?
No
why
amber
does
necklaces.
Amber kill babies?
I don't know. They might have eaten it.
What's wrong with her? They eat the amber necklace. I think
I don't remember. I don't remember. Don't quote me on that.
Should
but
we
just
get into
know.
Gemstones?
Us?
Yeah.
Like Travis Kelce. Like
is he into
like,
gemstones?
Well, yeah, and like in Webkinz, like him. You're like, this is a good find.
I want a W gemstone, like the rainbow one.
Ooh,
I
yeah,
want
yeah.
that in my life. I wanted to eat that when I was younger.
I did too. Yeah.
It looked like delicious.
I wanted
it was
to
like
eat
a
that man.
Good ass ring pop.
The one, not like. Not like a random man, like the man who was in like the Webkinz, like the dog.
You wanted to eat him? You want to eat a dog with a mustache?
Like in the same way that I would love chicken alordi.
What are you saying? What does that mean? You want to eat the dog? You want dog meat? Dog alordi. Anyway. Anything else in your notes? Oh my god, you have so much that you haven't even talked about yet.
Well, I don't want to just say these off the top of my head.
Well,
like,
you already talked about a few of those.
How could I? Okay.
Not today.
How can I casually bring like some of these things up like without, you know, just
That's
like seeming
point.
Like
Well, do you have any segments?
Segments?
Yeah, cuz you were saying you wanted to do segments.
Yeah, you know what? I should teach you the Polish word of the day.
What is it?
We're going to teach poop today. We're going to teach poop. Yeah, because caca. Since we're... No.
It's not caca?
No. Damn. Since we're doing the poop competition.
Oh, this is good.
Oh my God, Jake. We literally said this is... we're done, like, being compared to emergency intercom.
Do they not do a poop
joke?
They didn't do a poop competition.
Okay, but, like, we were literally absolved from our, like, poop jokes. And, like, being like, oh, at least they don't do that. And now it's like, yeah, these bitches are having a poop competition. Poop wing competition.
Whatever. They would never... They don't have the organizational
you
power.
Know, we're going to watch the Patreon after this. And
they're going to be like, poop competition. No, this is the Talk Nasty to Me first annual poop smackdown extravaganza. Poop. No, we need a better name for it. Go ahead.
The poopaganza.
The poopaganza? Okay, fine. Sure. I like
it. Oh, or better yet, we could do the
kakazanza.
No, we're going to do the Polish word for it. The Polish word for poop is kupa. So the kupaganza.
The kupaganza.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, fun. I love it.
Everybody, welcome to this year's first kupaganza. Ew, Jake.
You're not even doing it with me.
I know, but I just hate the way that you look and the sounds that you're making. Did your parents smoke cigarettes?
No.
Really?
No.
Like, ever?
No, but I had one time when I was really young, I did have, like, a really terrible nightmare that my dad did start. Isn't that crazy?
You know, some people's parents are murdered, Jake.
But, genuinely, throughout my entire life, I've had, like, a terrible, terrible relationship with, like, being petrified of substances. That's why when people, like, yeah, I didn't do substances in high school or anything like that, I was so scared about it.
Well, you, I know, it's like dripping, my pants are all wet.
I'm sorry. We can switch sides one day.
No, like, no. I've been gelf maxing on this side of my face. Wait, what? No one in your family smoked?
Nobody in my family smokes.
Ever, but smoked in the past?
Has ever.
Like when you were a kid? Mm-mm. Family, friends?
No. I wasn't around a lot of cigarette smokers.
That's weird.
Why?
I don't know. You just, like, give off the energy of someone who's, like, adult, put out a cigarette butt into your soft spot as a baby.
That was mean. Why?
If that happened to you, like, this is now the time.
It's time to come clean. No, that's
like, this
never
is a safe space right here.
I mean, maybe when I was a baby, but I wouldn't remember. I was just a baby.
Well, when does your soft spot close?
Oh, my God. You know what, though? Nobody's ever done that, but you know those things in cars, in old cars that you would push in?
You put your finger in there?
No, I didn't put my finger in there. It like fell onto the ground of the car one day.
What, the cigarette lighter?
Yeah, it popped out and fell onto the ground, and I did not know that it was hot. So when I picked it up, it burnt like an entire hole into my middle finger when I picked it up.
Wow.
Yeah, and I still had to go to church.
You're like in the
right after. Nobody took me to like the hospital or anything. I literally went like this.
You're like Billie Eilish, like, in the Zanny music video.
Oh, is that what happened to her?
Yeah, she gets like a bunch of cigarette burns.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why you think I get the energy of somebody who's had a cigarette put out on them?
No, not on you. On your soft spot.
What's my soft spot?
You don't know what your soft spot is?
Like when I was a baby, like my head?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's never happened to me. Did that happen to you?
You wouldn't know because like you were a baby.
Right. But nobody in my family smokes.
I would just like ask, like when you get home, like if any of your family friends or great grandparents or friends.
Because my dad actually called.
Can you call your dad?
He's busy.
No, I don't think he is.
No, remember he was like, we're cooking dinner.
Yeah, they're cooking Leland. Dinner. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they're busy.
Well, they're probably putting out a cigarette on Leland's head. Right. We were at Ulta mm-hmm, the other day, mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, maybe I should try retinol, and my mom literally won't let me.
Why? What do you mean your mom won't let you?
Oh, well, I don't know. Somebody who thinks that they have, like, parental, like, control over me won't let me.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I told you not to get fucking retinol because I can give you retinol. You want retinol? I'll give you retinol.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, after this, I'll give you retinol. You want to do retinol? You want to do retinol after this?
Yeah.
You want to...
Do a line of retinol?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You promised me when we were kids that you would never try retinol. Please, please stop for me. Please, no more retinol for me.
All the 10-year-olds are doing it. I have to.
Yeah, their skin is gonna be fucking like
glass.
Glass, like the SpongeBob when he's like clear. Like when he's like, hi, I'm normal. Before. Have we?
Yeah, not when he's clear, when he's normal. But oh, yeah. No, I know what you were talking about in that episode. You're talking about when they went to the future and everything was like chrome.
You would have loved chrome? It there. I would have loved
you
it there.
You would have loved it there.
Why is everything chrome?
You know what? I think Julia Casablancas would have loved this place.
I think I like this place. This chrome is like really doing it for me.
See myself in the reflection. That's literally you. That's why, Nicole, that's truly the reason why you buy chrome stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you can see yourself in it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Not all.
See, normal people would be like, she's a narcissist, but that's not even what narcissism is.
You called me a narcissist when I asked you if maybe I am God. And you were like, you sound like a narcissist.
And?
And people commented on that. And we're like, that's actually Nicole. Like, I talked about this in a previous one. Because you know what? Sometimes we need to do explanations in our podcast. Because we're assuming that everyone has watched every single episode. And it's quite awful to just, bless you.
Oh my God, it's Clementine.
It's quite awful to think that someone has watched every episode of your podcast. Like, that is so evil and sinister to think that, like, oh, someone has paid enough attention and time.
Seven episodes
and, like,
in. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
it's not that
that's
hard.
Like so many hours. That's like at least 7+ hours, 7.5, maybe 8.
Listen, I can understand
hours.
When we reach 10.
No.
Starting to explain stuff from episode 1.
No, but like, what if it's someone's first time? So I need to explain this.
Okay, go ahead.
A few years ago, I told Jake,
sorry,
one of our first times
hanging
out. No, it's okay. You can joke Max while we're here. This is a safe space to joke Max. A few years ago, I told Jake, like, we were talking about religion and everything, and I was like, you know what? Sometimes I think about, like, what if I am God? Like, what mm-hmm, if, like, mm-hmm. we are just, like, our own God? I'm not going to explain it. And you were like, you sound like a narcissist. And we talked about that on the podcast.
Wait, I didn't say that on the podcast.
No, you said that to me in
person. I said that to you
person.
During that. Yes.
And then we brought it up on the podcast.
And did I say, yeah, you did?
No. And then in the comments, people were like, that is a sign of being truly enlightened, Nicole. Like, that is a beautiful sign. You should really look into... I almost said Karl Marx. It's definitely not Karl Marx. But, like, I forget what the fucking physicist's name is. But you should look into him. Like, Nicole, like... Okay, they didn't actually say that. They just said that that's, like, usually thoughts that people have after doing psychedelics. But, yeah.
Mm? You have to call on me.
Hold on, my mom's calling. Oh. No, do you want to say something in it? Like, do you have a joke or something?
Me? No, I don't have any joke.
Okay, how was your day?
I am without joke today.
Okay, no joke today. Sure. I taught Jake a Polish word of the day. Do you want to teach him one? No. Like,
oh, I know that one already.
Like a new one. Like one that he doesn't know. Like something completely random,
like,
and different.
Like Żonica.
Yeah.
He is big boy. He must learn something more than that.
Well, like, let's start slow. Next week we'll do that. But like this week, let's start slow. What's one word, Mom?
One word?
What's mm-hmm. your favorite word?
Zions.
Zions.
I thought she said damn.
Zions. That means... Do you want to guess what that means?
It's like when you gather with, like, candles and speak to a ghost.
Close. It means a rabbit. Do you want to know what word I taught Jake today?
What?
Koopa.
What?
Koopa.
What?
Koopa.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is a bad time to tell you, Jake, that your nickname in Polish, like, your name would be, like...
Kuba,
which is
you've told me that multiple times. This is a bad time, as if you haven't told me that actually like 10 times throughout my life.
Kuba,
and then my
which
last
is pretty
name
close
means
to Kuba.
Pus.
See you.
Okay, I will miss you.
I'll call you back soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's what I said.
I miss
okay,
you.
Bye.
Well, were you gonna say that I was gonna raise? Like I was gonna. Oh. Point? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to call on
oh,
me.
Oh, Jake.
Thank you. Don't remember whatsoever. What were you talking? Oh, about the God thing. Oh, about, you know what I was going to say was that people responding to you saying like, this is a really enlightenment sound of like train of whatever. They're literally just gassing you up like they did with that, with what's her name from Love is One. They're just gassing her up. Sorry
that.
About it.
Don't say that.
Oh my God. It would be so funny if your hair came off with that hat. Don't say that.
So you think I'm Mother God?
No, I don't.
So you think
I think
am God?
They are trying to gas you up and make you think
so. So you think I am God?
I think we're all our own individual gods.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm thinking about canceling my gym membership. soon. Yeah.
Are you okay?
It's not because, like, anything's going, like, wrong at the gym. Like, things are going great. Like, oh. I'm really strong and swole. He's for, like, emotional comfort.
Yeah.
I'm, like, really strong and swole and I look great and sexy. And, like, my endurance is, like, crazy. Like, I could probably, like, win, like, what's that game called? Like, Super Ninja Warrior or whatever. Like...
That game?
Yeah.
What's that game called?
That game
Super
show.
Ninja Warrior?
That TV
American
show.
Ninja Warrior?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There, so, you, like, could win Survivor.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
And, like,
all of it.
I'm doing. Cowboy's, like, confused why water's dripping on him. I'm sorry. And, like, I could probably do, like, really well. And, like, I love going to the gym, and it has nothing to do with that. It's just that every day I keep going at the same time, and I keep seeing this one guy who's there at the gym who looks like a miniature version of, like, Jeremy Allen White and Gene Wilder.
Oh, you did say that.
And I'm really sick and tired of the potential and the fear of him thinking that. I'm really sick and tired of the potential of him thinking that I'm following him there, because that's my biggest fear, that, like, when I get to the gym first, like, I've even tried getting there, like, a few minutes earlier than I normally do, because I don't want him to be like, this bitch is following me. And so even when I'm in a place first, I feel the need to, like, turn around in the mirror and be like, I was here first, just so you know. Like, I was here before you.
Wait, one second. come here.
What, is there something on me?
I'm gonna help you.
With what?
The eyelash right here.
You just spit in my eye.
Papa. Papa.
Bye. Have a good one.
Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.
See ya.
Ciao. I don't know.
See you later.
Bye.
See you.
Bye. Bye.
Later. Papa.